Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life. Your host is Carol DeShane, the founder of Connect to Joy. This program is designed to inspire and motivate you to find your best life. Join us on this journey of transformation for the next hour. Now, here is Carol DeShane.
Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life, where we discover ways to make your journey exceed your wildest expectations. I'm your host, Carol DeShane, and it is my honor to help you discover the true you, the one who's already enough. Let's get connected. Like me on Facebook and subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is under Carol DeShane. For questions and to reach me directly, my email address is carol@connecttojoy.com. That's connect, the number two, joy.com. And today, we're going to delve into the gratitude mystery. Why does it work? And what can it mean to your life? And many people wonder over the years why gratitude works so well. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I looked it up, how many studies have been done over the past decade. They found that people who consciously count their blessings tend to be happier and generally less depressed. And that makes sense. But today I want to talk about what it is and why it works. I'm going to give you three short, well, not exactly meditations. They're more like contemplations or reflections on gratitude. I want to help you focus on being grateful. And I want to be able to help you appreciate people and situations that may not seem to be something you can be grateful for, so that you can find a deeper layer underneath. Then I'm going to give you 9 ways to make gratitude a habit, and a gratitude manifesting tool that I devised personally. And it's got a really lousy name, I got to admit. I call it the 3x3x2. It's more the description than the title, but it's a gratitude manifesting tool. So if you have a good idea for a title, by all means, feel free to comment on that. So first, what is gratitude? Well, it's taking the time to think about all the positive things in your life instead of focusing on the negative ones. And we can do that easily, right? It doesn't mean ignoring the negatives or the stuff that's not working. It just means that you focus on the positive and are kind of on the lookout for more of those. You don't just look at the negatives and those squeaky wheels in our lives. We see more than that. So what are the benefits of gratitude? Because honestly, it kind of makes sense, but what actually are the deeper benefits? So I've looked at a couple of places. One of my favorite ones to look at is Psychology Today, but I've also looked at a couple of others. So gratitude improves your physical health. Now, who would have thought that? Really? Because it seems that grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people who aren't as grateful. That's kind of a kick in the pants, isn't it? That's interesting. Gratitude also improves psychological health. It reduces, it reduces a multitude of toxic emotions from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. And those words are directly from psychologytoday.com. But it also says that you can sleep better. It enhances your empathy, which makes sense because you care more when you're grateful. It gives you better self-esteem. It reduces aggression. It increases feelings of security and connectedness, both to other people and to your spiritual. It makes you more spiritual, supposedly, being more grateful. You're more optimistic, which makes a whole lot of sense, but also less materialistic and less self-centered. And it makes relationships better because when you're grateful for people and you don't take them for granted, you're going to say thank you more often. You're going to enjoy people in your life more. If you take people for granted, you tend to lose them more. They don't hear you or maybe even like you as much. But what is this mystery? Why does gratitude work? What is it about gratitude? So if you look at the law of attraction, most of us know that listen to this sort of radio show that which you focus on, you attract. So like attracts like. So if you focus on what you're grateful for, you'll attract more to be grateful for. Well, that makes sense, right? You raise your vibration through gratitude. Science has actually said one of the things that raises your vibration is gratitude, love, peace, joy. I think there was one more. But the whole thing, I think it was hope. But if you raise your vibration up, you're going to have a whole lot less of those lower vibrations, those angers, those guilts, all those things that make you feel heavier. So gratitude, you raise yourself up every time you do it. And if you want, instead of a metaphysical study, a scientific study, there have been a whole lot of those that I was finding when I did a little research. Many studies over the past decade have found that people who consciously count their blessings tend to be happier and less depressed. Mental health professionals are actually using gratitude as a tool to help their clients. I'm not sure exactly how they do that, but I was like, I'm going, well, that's interesting. They're kind of crossing over into the metaphysical realm. Research has shown that gratitude not only reduces stress, but it also may play a major role in overcoming trauma and even help PTSD. This is not coming from me. This is from studies that have been done. And of course, gratitude journaling before bed. I mean, people have done it for years, but it's shown to help you sleep better and even longer and deeper. It's like, what? Because you're in a better frame of mind. And the University of Kentucky did a study where participants, let's see, what was that? They ranked higher on gratitude scales were less likely to retaliate against other people, even when they were given negative feedback. So even when somebody was saying something negative to them, they were less likely to respond in anger. Oh, and listen to this one. There's a recent science. It shows that those who engage in gratitude practices have been shown to feel less pain, go to the doctor less often, have lower blood pressure, and be less likely to develop a mental disorder. Okay. So, sounds like it's a good time to go into that first gratitude reflection I was talking about. Now, you don't have to close your eyes if you're obviously driving or something, but if you can, we're not going to be here all that long. It's just going to be for a few minutes. So, take a breath. We're just going to take three even breaths so we're aware of them. So take one breath in and breathe in peace. And do this at your own speed. Don't follow me specifically because I don't want you to hold your breath. So the first breath is breathing in peace. And just breathing out tension. Anything you're holding on to. And then breathing in joy. And breathing out any pain or anything that in your body that might be distracting you. And the third one is breathing in love and breathing out that worry, whatever it may be you're holding on to. And I want you to choose someone in your life that you're really thankful for. I want you to really feel in your body, who do you appreciate in your life? And take a breath and just go, why do I feel this appreciation for that person? Could be your spouse, your child, a parent, just a friend, a mentor, even a boss. Breathe in that thankful feeling. Feel it deeply in your body. And now think of one reason why you're thankful. Why are you grateful for them? Think of that reason. Perhaps you're grateful for them because they listen to you, because they seem to appreciate you, because they say things to you. They react a certain way. Whatever it is, feel through. What is it? And then choose a second reason. Why do you feel that you are grateful for this person in your life, the person that you appreciate, the same person? What's the second reason? Again, breathe it in. Feel that appreciation for that person. Feel that gratitude for them in your life. And when you're ready, choose that third reason. Why are you grateful to have this person in your life? Feel that gratitude flowing through you. Feeling happier and more peaceful because you feel this appreciation for that person. And feel that gratitude now that they're in your life. And send that gratitude out to them as well so they can feel it from you. When you send it out, it's amazing the energy waves that hit. People will feel it and they'll feel that warm fuzzy for you just as you're feeling for them. And when you, as you open your eyes or come back into this realization, just carry that feeling with you, that gratitude. Do you feel closer to that person now? Do you feel more connected? Don't be surprised if you do. You might even get a call from that person or a text or an email that goes, hey, I was just thinking about you, because you feel that for them. We're going to do two more of these, and they're going to get probably increasingly difficult because I want to help you to practice what they call that attitude of gratitude in every circumstance in your life, even the ones that get a little tougher to find a reason to be grateful for, because that will help you when times are tougher to find and raise that resolution that you want, that feeling that you're feeling higher and higher, and instead of feeling worse and worse, because that vibration will go up, instead of getting stuck in those things that are not so good. So when we come back from our break, we're going to do that second short reflections, and I'm going to be talking about 9 ways to actually make gratitude a habit so that you can try different things, because sometimes we need to do different things to make things a habit. If you like what you hear, I hope you'll subscribe to my blog, Thoughts for a More Joyous World. You can find it on the link to connect on my website at www.connect2joy.com. It's connect, the number 2joy.com, under the blog tab. Check it out, read a few of them, see if they speak to you, and if they do, sign up for the blog. It'll come once a week on a Monday morning to help get you settled and working toward the week in a better frame of mind so that you can feel like you're just moving forward and doing what you want to do. We'll be right back. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connect2joy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane. That's CaroLDeChaine. For the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Today's gonna be a good day.
You're tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm Carol DeShane, and today we're talking about the gratitude mystery. And instead of getting into the 9 ways to make gratitude a habit, I think I'm going to go ahead and start with that second short gratitude reflection. And as I warned you earlier, they're going to get progressively more difficult, probably for you, but don't let that be a problem. The whole point is to find gratitude in anything that you're doing. So we're going to do this one again. If you can close your eyes, great. You might now think of someone in your life that you're having a little bit of trouble with. And be okay with the fact that trying to find a reason to be grateful for them might be a little difficult, but you're going to be able to do it. We want to learn to find gratitude in every situation. So close your eyes again if you can. And we're going to take those three breaths again at your own pace. Breathe in peace and breathe out worry. Breathe in love and breathe out any tightness that may be in your body. And breathe in joy and breathe out any anger, resentment. Now choose one reason that you're thankful for this person that you might consider difficult. If you have a blank mind, perhaps you're grateful that they're helping you learn patience. If they're questioning your ability or your right to be a certain way, maybe you're learning to be more self-confident around them because they make you feel less, so you have to learn to be more. Really look for something that you're grateful for and then feel it deeply. Why are you grateful? And don't go into anything negative about that situation right now. Don't even go there. Don't try and eliminate, okay, bad, 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 bad. Oh, there's something. Just go right for that tiny little, maybe tiny little pearl that might be there going, oh, that's the great price. That pearl that irritates the oyster, or that little thing that irritates the oyster that makes the pearl, you will find something good from the situation, even if you're irritated by it. Feel it. Feel that gratitude. And then choose a second reason that you're grateful for that person to be in your life. Maybe you're learning to value yourself more. Even if you just think, hey, I deserve better than this person in my life. That's a huge reason to be grateful for them to be there right now. Feel it in your body. Feel it as deeply as you can, this gratitude. And then choose a third reason why you're grateful for them. Feel gratitude that they're in your life, and then send them gratitude as well, if you can. Realize that there are reasons for everyone to be there, whether they appear to be helping you or not, that there is a kernel of something that you can be grateful for. And then as you come back to the room, if you were gone somewhere, how do you feel? Do you feel any closer to them, or at least not as irritated and annoyed? Because maybe you picked somebody that might have been really difficult instead of someone just a little annoying. It's easy to do this about people that were in your past rather than currently that you have to still keep. Because sometimes you can come up with these reasons for being grateful for them and that gratitude, and it won't bother you as much. I want you to see that you can be grateful for good things in your life, but you can also be grateful for things that seem a little more difficult. There's always something that you can find in a person or a situation to be grateful for. So let's look at 9 different ways that you can make gratitude a habit. I want to give you different ways because our mind can get really bored if you do the same thing all the time, which is why whenever I say, here's 10, here's 12 or 17 ways to do something for yourself, that's why I give you so many options. You're a person. Every person is different. Something might speak to you more than another way. You might mix them up, do a little of this, a little of that. But how can you make gratitude a habit? And fear not. Some people may have a better built-in gratitude meter when it comes to being in the world than others. Maybe you see somebody who gives a little wave in traffic that you go, oh, I never do that. When somebody lets them in, that's their gratitude meter. They go, oh, thanks. You may not have that, but it doesn't mean you can't learn it if you want to. If you want, gratitude can be a learned skill. But like I said, some people just sort of do it a little easier than others. They're a little more optimistic. They find those ways. So in order to practice, you can just practice. Pick a time of the day, maybe something you do. When you're in the shower, you start thinking of all the reasons you're grateful. Maybe you do it on your commute to work or on a piece of the commute to work if it's long. Now, if your commute to work is from your bedroom to your living room or your office, maybe, you know, in your house, you may not want to do it then, but maybe it's during the shower or when you brush your teeth, if you don't want to do it for a long period of time. But pick a time, pick a person or a situation, and think about all the reasons you're thankful for them. And then send that appreciation out to that person, kind of energetically, I'm thankful for you, I'm grateful to you, in your mind. So you can kind of just send that over. And there's the old standby. Number two, keep a gratitude journal. Kind of mentioned that a little bit. But don't just make a list where you just sort of, yeah, I'm grateful I have food, I'm grateful this, because you won't feel it. As you write, maybe decide on a specific amount of time you want to take, or choose one page of your journal each day, just one page, or maybe 3 days a week. Maybe you only do it on the weekend. Whatever you want to do to make it a habit. Even if you only write once a week on a Sunday for 10 minutes, anything will make a difference. But pick a person, again, or situation in your life and really feel through it. Go into detail. Really see why you're grateful and for what. What did they do? Why do you feel grateful for this person or the situation? And then once a month, read back over a few pages, because then you'll really cement in what you're grateful for. Don't just write it and never look at it again. So many of us do that. But really feel into it. The third thing you can do is to practice being grateful out loud. Yeah, you know, say thank you once in a while. Let your actions show that you're grateful for somebody. If maybe do that little wave in traffic, force yourself to do it if you're not. If you're in a grocery store, give a little nod to someone. And if you're still wearing your mask, like I am, it's going to be a little hard to smile. But if you're not, when the time when you listen to this, you give a little nod and smile and say, thank you for letting me be in line. Acknowledge people when they do something. It can be really hard. Some of us just aren't used to doing this. But try being grateful out loud. If you're a boss, thank an employee for something. Even if they fall on the floor, once they get up, they'll go, wow, they appreciated me. But wow, okay. You may not do that normally, but that's okay. Don't be over effusive or you might confuse people, but at least practice once in a while saying it. Now, number four is kind of related to this. So practice specifically saying nice things to a specific person in your life, with your children or your spouse or someone you really want to appreciate more, to be more grateful for. Give them compliments. Don't go crazy, but show them that you appreciate what they do. Try not to be sarcastic or patronizing if you don't normally do it. Let it come from the heart. So be kind when you do it. Be kind. Show them that, yes, I guess I really care about you. I think you do things that are, and I mean, what I'm saying about don't being patronizing, you might go, what? You might say, thank you for taking out the garbage. Finally, or it's about time. You don't add that little dig afterwards or anywhere in the middle of the sentence. Don't say thanks. It comes across in translation, you didn't really mean it, or there's something more behind it. That's a negative thing. And if people question you at first because you never do it, and they go, what's up with him? They'll get used to it and they'll like it and they'll start to feel like you care more. You might feel closer to you because you have that gratitude showing for them. The fifth way you can start making gratitude a habit is to write a letter or an email to someone, actually telling them reasons why you're grateful to have them in your life. Can you imagine what it would feel like to receive something like that? You'll feel closer to them when you write it, but they will feel amazing and really loved. They'll love you all the more because that's how you feel. And you're telling them how you feel. Now, children, well, yeah, including me, I used to be forced to write thank you letters when we received gifts. Our parents knew, yes, it's good manners, but also that the person will feel better if they get that note. People will feel appreciated. And I have to say, I had to write a note even when all I got was a check, which meant nothing to a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old. Because the check, I went, yeah, great, thanks, I want a present, I want a toy. The check went right into the bank because that's the way my parents were. I never saw any of it, but I had to write a thank you. Thank you for the check. could you send a present next time? No, I couldn't say that. So, but it really made my grandmother feel better. That's the one I always seem to write to. And number six is, you can write the letter, but you don't necessarily have to send it, because you're going to find that even if you don't send the letter, you'll feel lighter and better having written it. The mere act of writing a letter can help you value the people in your life more. It helps you refocus on the positive instead of the negative thoughts and feelings that might be going around and around in your mind. Instead of complaining all the time, you'll be a happier person. And isn't that what we all want to do? And the seventh way is, if you're a manager in your career, people don't get enough appreciation at their job. Appreciation will make people work harder. It'll increase their productivity. Your employees will be more loyal and focused if you show gratitude to them occasionally. Don't totally change your way of being. It might scare people and wonder what you're up to. Okay, just saying. But try targeted thanks or good job, because recognition makes such a huge difference. But make sure it's sincere, specific, and timely. I forget where I read that. Sincere, specific, and timely. Thank them in a public way. That's extra added bonus points, by the way. Workplace may be just so much more fun for people coming to work if you do that. I see it's about time for a break. So when we get back, I'm going to give you those last two ways to make gratitude a habit in your life. And I'm going to go into my special super tool that was a gratitude manifesting tool. If you like what you hear, I hope you'll subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's under my name, Carol DeShane. There you're going to find those little blue thumbnails, the Joy Corner, which is all about an I am affirmation for the week, which has been out there at least 2 years now. So you have over 100 of them you can choose from if the one that comes out that week isn't right. And also there's guided meditations and visualizations to help you get down into that subconscious mind to really shift at a deeper and quantum leap level. And there's a bunch of other ones out there as well. And click that bell notification so you know the next time that one comes out. This is Carol DeShane. You're listening to Living Your Limitless Life, and we'll be right back with the gratitude mystery.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connecttojoy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShane, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Today's gonna be a good day. You're tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm Carol DeShane, and we're working on the gratitude mystery. One of those habits, the ways you can make gratitude more of a habit, is to look at some of these gratitude qualifiers you may be using. So check out how you're being grateful, because you might say to maybe your spouse, I'm so thankful for, or tell somebody else, I'm so thankful for my husband or my wife. But I wish they'd help me out more around the house. Or I wish they'd help me with the kids more. Or I'm really grateful for my job, especially when my lousy boss is out of the office so much. Because they're working remotely, I don't have to deal with them. Or you might say things that sound grateful, but they have this negative spin to it. So you might say, I'm so grateful that I have enough money to pay the bills. But if bills to you is a negative word, kind of like a four-letter word, then it might not come out quite the way you want it to. In the first example, you might find that your spouse helps you out even less with the kids because you're not quite being grateful the way that it's going to work. Maybe they're home less in general, or maybe that horrible boss becomes even worse, or they're around the office more often. You might even find that the bills, well, maybe there's too many bills, or you just have more and more bills, and all the money you thought you were going to have all goes to the bills. So become aware of the qualifiers you use, and then choose not to use them. I'm grateful for if only, or maybe you use the word but. So look at how, if the gratitude is working, if you have more and more to be grateful for, or less and less. If you have less and less to be grateful for and you think you have a gratitude habit going, look at for those qualifiers, because you might find that you're using those and you're not even aware of it. Because most of the time we're not aware and we do things like that. So maybe ask someone to help you stop yourself the next time you do that. You say, you know, you just said you were grateful for somebody, or said thank you, but, or did you hear that last part? And you go, oh, but it's true. Yeah, but then don't work on that part. Think of that separately. Don't hook it to the gratitude part. Keep it on its own. And then that ninth thing is to think of someone you're truly grateful for and appreciate. Choose to do something extra nice for them. Maybe you get them a small gift just because you want to, and just say, I just thought about you and I appreciate you. Here's just something just because I'm thinking about you. And if that's not appropriate, because it's your boss or something, maybe you send them a Hallmark card. Just leave it on your desk or something. Say, hey, thanks for being such a great boss. I really enjoy working for you. It doesn't have to be for any occasion. You can do Boss's Day, or you can do it for something specific. But when I've done that for people, I've gotten calls going, oh my God, I just got your card. I thought my birthday or anything. This is so wonderful. Thank you so much. It's like, well, I'm just happy you're in my life. And I haven't done that much, but when I do, it's from the heart, and it feels so good to do that. Sending it, and then if I hear from them afterwards, of course, that feels good too, because that means they also feel gratitude for me at that point in their life because they just love it. You may need to work your way up to showing more and more gratitude, especially if you never do it, and that's fine. Any step in that direction is great. I mean, after all, we don't want people to think we have an ulterior motive. If you normally never show gratitude out loud and you're saying thank you now to so much, you don't want people to go running screaming from the room going, you have something, you're hiding something. As some of the movies I've seen where a man brings a woman flowers and she goes, okay, what's going on? Because you never bring flowers. What are you apologizing for? So try and do a little by little. Don't like dump on people all at once if you're trying to shift. Or tell them in advance, I'm trying to be more grateful. So you might find that you're going to be getting more things from me. I'm going to try and be more grateful for things. You have that choice. Keep it to yourself, but don't scare people. Because they might start questioning you if you totally do something different than you normally do. I want to go ahead and do that third short gratitude reflection. And this one is going to be for you to choose a situation in your life that isn't going as well as you'd like. Maybe you have a few issues with it, or maybe you have a lot of issues with it. So let's go ahead and take a breath. We're going to do this deep breath again. If you can close your eyes, great. If not, just think through it while you're driving or whatever you're doing. So again, at your own speed, breathe in peace and breathe out any tension you're feeling in your body when you think of that situation. Breathe in love, even if you don't feel it for the situation. And breathe out any worry you're feeling. And breathe in gratitude. and breathe out any anger or worry or tension, anything about that specific situation you may feel. And then go ahead and choose one reason that you're thankful that the situation is in your life. What can you be grateful for about the situation? Don't think about the negative. Maybe people are there helping you through it, and you can be grateful that they're in your life in the middle of that situation. If you're going through a divorce and you have someone standing by, be grateful they're there, and that's one reason to be grateful for the divorce. Maybe you're getting closer to friends. Maybe you can be thankful for specific parts of the situation that are going okay, and not just the squeaky wheels that you don't have to look at right now. Only focus on the part of the situation that you're grateful for, and then feel it really deeply. And then when you're ready, choose a second reason. What else are you grateful for in this kind of sticky situation? Maybe all you can find is that it could be worse. That is really perhaps not as bad as it could be. So be grateful that it's coming along, that you're able to handle it. Maybe you're learning a huge lesson about something. You can be grateful for the lesson rather than for the way it's coming about. Feel that gratitude. Feel it into your body. And then find a third reason. Feel that gratitude flowing through you. What are you grateful for? And then as you come out and come back into your body, if you wandered off anywhere, how do you feel about that situation? Does it feel any lighter? Does it feel any better for you? How are you doing? And now I want you to be able to get some information further about this gratitude manifesting tool that I have. I call it kind of my super tool. And it's very imperfectly called 3x3x2, mostly because that's the dynamics of it. That's kind of the plan for it. So part one of this two-part tool I'm going to do before the break, and probably part two will be after. So part one is to pick one thing in your life to be grateful for. It can be a person, it can be a situation, it can be whatever you want it to be. So pick one thing. Why are you grateful for it? We kind of did some of this in the steps. I kind of showed you some of it. So find three whys. Why am I grateful? And every time you feel the why you're grateful, feel it in your body. Let your smile happen if you want to, but feel that gratitude. So for example, maybe you decide you're thankful for your job. So why? You might be grateful that they appreciate you. And they show you a specific way, whether they give you raises or they do, you know, people appreciation day or whatever it may be. Maybe you feel appreciated. Maybe you're grateful for your job because you have enough time to play with your kids every night because you don't have to work long hours. Maybe you're grateful and you love your job because your fellow employees are amazing or you have an outstanding boss. So whatever you choose, find three ways to be grateful for it. And then breathe it in. Feel it deeply. Really allow yourself to feel it all the way through your body and have it come in. And then when you finish with that first person or situation, then choose a second one. Another situation or that's currently in your life or maybe even something past that's happened. And find three reasons why you're grateful for that, each time feeling it into your body and feeling that gratitude. And then again, you do the same thing with a third. So you have 3x3, three different people or situations or past situations in your life, past people that are no longer in your life, and three reasons why you're grateful for them, for each one. So you can feel it. Feel it deeply. And this, if you want, you can do this by itself. But the second part, actually, I'm going to get into the very beginning of the second part, is a little different. And this is what makes the tool a super tool. You pick something you want to have in your life, but you don't have it yet. And you're going to be grateful for that. And actually, I think I will take a break now because I want to be able to get into this really deeply and to tease you a little bit before we get from here to there. So if you like what you're hearing and you would like to maybe work with me, if you're struggling and you can't find either your life purpose, you can't get through the situation you're in, or you just want more in your life, by all means, I offer a free 30-minute consultation. We talk on the phone, see how you're doing, where you're at, and if I can help you in any way. And if it works out, then I'll go ahead and design a specific program for you, whether that is just life coaching, whether it's life coaching with some intuitive readings, past life readings, or whether it's just that or an energy work or whatever it is that you feel is going to help you the most. I'll offer all the different things and we put together a specific plan for you. You're listening to Living Your Limitless Life. We're working on the gratitude manifesting tool that I'm going to be giving you when we get back. We're going to do part two and then we'll wrap up the show.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connect2joy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane. That's CarolDeShane for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Today's gonna be a good day. You're tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm Carol DeShane, and we are talking about the gratitude mystery, and I'm in the middle of talking about my super manifesting tool. Part one was to pick one thing in your life that you want to be grateful for and find three reasons why, really feeling it deeply in your body, and then to do that for two other people or situations, whether they're current people and situations or past, whatever they are, things that have happened or are happening to you, and do three different people, three different ways of being grateful, or three different times that you were grateful for them. So part two is really different because you're going to pick three different things in your life that you wish you had in your life right now. Three dreams, three ideas, maybe you want a spouse or a significant other and you don't have one, or you want a better job and you don't have one. You want a career, you want your life purpose, whatever it may be. You want a better place to live. Find a dream or a goal you have, a piece of it or the whole thing, whatever it may be, and then act as if it's already happened for a couple of years. So step into that life, and this is really fun, okay, if you do it, and be grateful for it. Feel as though you're already there, and what do you have to be grateful for? Now, for example, it'll look something like this. If you're single and you want someone special in your life, you might say, I'm so grateful to have my love in my life because this person accepts me exactly for who I am and what I am. And if that's the case, and it was real, and that was one of the things you really wanted in your life, feel it. Feel it that you're so grateful that this is your reality right this minute. Feel it. And then pick a second thing about that person or situation that you don't have yet. So maybe you'd say, if I feel like it actually is occurring, I'm grateful to have my love in my life because for me, it would be he is a true partner and we make decisions together. So maybe that's something you'd be grateful for. And you're like, yeah, I mean, if this was true, yeah, I feel this. I can feel grateful for that. And then the third one might be that you're grateful to have the love of your life because you have so much fun, or the person is so kind to you, or whatever it would be. Some third reason that you would be grateful as though it had already happened, that you're living that life you already want. Choose one thing to be thankful for, that wish, if though that life was really happening, and feel it. Make the wish present tense. Think of it, this is in my life. I am already living in my dream life. I already have this career. I already have this house I've wanted. Whatever it is, and be grateful as though it's already happened. The secret to the second half is to act as if your wish or dream is already a reality and be grateful from that perspective instead of being grateful for the future and what might happen. Because what happens when you do that is that you're changing your vibration to be closer to that what you want. If you desire something, it's not here because it's at a different level than you are. It's in a different place, a different vibration than you are. So if you can get closer, it's going to happen sooner. So this is one of those super tools that can help you manifest faster. And you can do both of these parts every day, but I know they can take some time. So you might want to swap them out every other day. Maybe do one of each every day, or do the three for the current things in your life or past, and then the other dreams on another day. So you can flip-flop them however you want. And the tool, I call it 3x3x2. First, gratitude for what you have, and second, gratitude for what you want in your life. But be grateful in the present tense as though it's already happened. It's a really powerful tool. If you stick with it, you can manifest what you want through gratitude. And what makes this such a super tool is, like I said, you're raising that vibration higher, closer to what you want out there. It's not out there anymore. It feels like it's happening right now when you start doing that. And it's like your subconscious goes, wait, and it starts scrambling going, wait, it's happening now? Wait, no, it's not. Oh yeah, oh my God, it better happen then. So all of a sudden it feels like it's closer. It feels like it's happening. So when you use the tool, pay attention, because sometimes that dream or that wish is closer than you think. You're going to be in a much better attitude of gratitude, so that you'll see things. You'll have this opportunity kind of mindset where all of a sudden you'll see them show up. You may not be as fearful of taking them, of taking those steps when you've already kind of felt into what it's going to feel like to have what you want. This is kind of overlap with some of my other shows when it comes to manifesting the five steps or whatever it was to manifesting whatever you want. There, I've had a couple of them that are connected to this, but this is also specifically about gratitude. So I wanted to make sure I included it here. And if you're a little confused by the tool, by all means, send me an email. I'll be happy to explain it a little better on whatever you're questioning on. So if you're working on being more grateful, look at what you have and what you want, and see if you're getting more of what you want, or at least closer to those goals. If you're attracting things you don't want, and basically things are getting worse, probably something isn't quite right with the way you're being thankful and the way you're using gratitude. Make sure you look at any of those qualifiers, the if onlys, the buts, the only when, I'll be happy, but only when. Because gratitude builds up over time. The more you use it, the better and the more positive you feel. I got to say, gratitude makes us less self-centered It really does. It makes us look outward at others. We appreciate them more and all the good in our lives. And we'll appreciate ourselves more as well. It makes our relationships not only deeper with other people, but with ourselves. It makes those relationships stronger because we don't take people for granted. We practice gratitude. It can make us kinder and actually, yeah, more fun to be around, which in turn will bring you more friends, help you love your life more, and even your career. And it also helps you connect more to your spirituality, to your higher self, to your God, whatever that may look like. Gratitude may really be one of the most overlooked tools for increasing happiness. Really, it doesn't cost any money. It doesn't take all that much time. But the benefits, the benefits of an attitude of gratitude are really priceless. See, it's time to wrap the show up. So thank you so much for joining me here today. Feel free to contact me with questions and comments at my email, carol@connecttojoy.com. It's connect2joy.com. And that includes ideas for episodes, ideas for if you'd like to connect with me for those free 30-minute telephone call, if you're having trouble struggling and you want to talk and see if I can be of assistance. I do transformational life coaching on my website. You'll find more information there, www.connect2joy.com. You'll find out about Marconic's multidimensional energy, as well as energy space clearing for your home and your business if you want that to be more successful and to feel better, to keep your employees more and your home to make you feel more like a safe haven. I also do intuitive readings and past life readings, which you can talk to me about by email. That's not on my website. You've been listening to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm your host, Carol DeShane. I hope you'll join me next week for my last radio show. It will be my last one with Voice America, The Many Paths to Enlightenment, because then I'm going to be switching over to podcast, but it's going to have the same name. So keep an eye out for Living Your Limitless Life. It's not going anywhere, but it is going to be on a slightly different platform. So until next week, please remember you are already enough to have that joyful, limitless life that you desire.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time.